Good morning, old Yabo.
Karen!
Come in!
You want toast?
Yes, please.
All right. You want some tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, good. Very well.
Good morning, Audio Boo. Well, today really is the day that we are packing up and going home. It's the 7th of December, 2014. Pretty sad day, in a way. Well, in a lot of ways, really, because... you have good friends and you can't always see them as often as you'd like and spend time with them as often as you'd like, so it's always hard to leave, you know. So but we're going to make a good day of it because our flight doesn't leave till midnight tonight effectively, so we are going to make a good night of it, which is always going to be nice. We're going to go to a movie soon. Now, I thought I got pants and socks out, but obviously I didn't. I'm geared. Right, well, anyway. It's all right, you're catching me getting dressed again. So, yes, we're going to go to a movie. Not quite sure which one we're going to see yet, either a horror or a comedy. One of the two. And then we're going to go to my absolute favourite of favourite eating places for lunch, which subsequently is called the Olive Garden. It's an Italian place. It's a Utah-based chain. Actually, I think there's only one, or maybe two Olive Garden. Nothing's any more than that, actually. It was actually one of the first... It was the first eatery that Marnie actually brought me to when I first came to Utah back in 2006. So, that shows you for how long I've been coming here. Although I left it 5 years between 2009 and now, which is really annoying. So, anyway, we are going to do that, have some nice lunch. I'll capture some of the atmosphere. I'll also let you know what movie we're going to go and watch. This is hopefully going to be a lengthy boo. I'm hoping it will anyway, because, you know, the last day and all. Catch us some fun things. Where's my tablet? There we are. But yeah, it's a mixed bag day today, really. Like I say, it's... going to be sad in one way because, like I say, you're going to, you know, spend time with good people and good friends, and you know, you hardly ever get a chance to see them, and which is obviously very frustrating. Because, of course, you want to be able to see your friends, don't you? Especially you know, ones you've known for a very long time. So, yeah. So, like I say, today for me it really is a mixed bag. It really is a mixed bag. Definitely. And yeah, it's been a bit upsetting at times. I guess I was a bit upset because of it, you know. I don't deny it. But then again, if you were, the way I look at it, and the way I really do look at it, is that if you weren't upset by it, by not being able to see people that you want to see more often than you're able to, then it obviously doesn't mean as much. It's been a fantastic 2 weeks. It really has been a fantastic 2 weeks. And I'm certainly hoping to go back next year. For sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Right. Let's unplug my phone from my cruiser. Not my cruiser charger. Is that a cord now? Not my phone's got much power on it, but hopefully it'll be enough. Or maybe I can borrow someone's cruiser for a while, or someone's. Right. Let's go upstairs and eat, and then come back down and put shoes and coat on and be ready to leave. Morning, all.
Good morning.
Darren, you're between Marnie and Sultan, so you're on the right side of Sultan's
face. Right, so, where are you? Okay.
What do
you want? Well, we need to between you and Marnie, so.
There.
Right.
There. Well, ask Kelbel if she likes hers first.
There you go.
I'm trying to do a British accent as well.
I know, I've got it on audio,
boo. Honey!
What?
Is it on there? Let me see. No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, it's still booming.
You're joking, aren't you?
Nope.
That's who he was talking
that's
to.
That's it. I'm going to sue you live on audio, but I'm going to sue you for defamation of...
Of Will's character? I don't know if you can sue on another person's behalf.
No, I'm going to sue him for my benefit because he's recording me without my knowledge.
Oh,
Wolf.
I don't think we're on right now, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, hello.
Hello,
audio booth. And I recorded Sultan snoring this morning.
Oh.
You did not.
He sent me a WhatsApp with it.
Oh, well.
I laughed.
Maybe I need a thing as well.
I laughed inside.
No, you're not that bad, really.
That was
okay,
cute.
Last night, about 1 in the morning, I went down in the audio booth, both of you snoring.
You did not. Where? Let me see. Where are you?
There is no audio booth, I've looked.
But maybe he hasn't
published it. Maybe we haven't
it.
Put it up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's all on the day of the last day of Darren and Sultan in Utah. Mm-hmm. You'll just have to wait and see.
So have we decided what movie we're going to see?
Well, so there's one that's called St. Vincent, and that one looks very... It just looks funny, and it looks like a feel-good kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Melissa McCarthy in it, and you can't really go wrong with her.
You grab me my phone.
I don't even know who she is, so yeah.
I like her. And then...
She's funny.
She's so funny. She's in The Heat.
Although I'm not allowed to watch any movie she's in.
You're not what?
Allowed to watch any movie she's in.
What's that?
That's not true. I'm sure there's movies you can watch that she's in. She just is kind of crass. I mean, I think I told you the movie The Heat has the F word in it like 145 times or something.
Where's your phone, yeah.
Mom? It's over by the butter.
My phone?
Will's phone.
Oh.
Speaking of fact, I borrow someone's power because my cruiser's dead and my phone's at 39%.
Where's your cruiser? Where's your other cruiser?
In my bag.
Well, get it out.
Yes, yes, miss.
Well, I'm going to have to keep you out for the journey. It's going to take me 24-7 hours.
Marnie, you want some butter?
Okay, I have a butter.
A butter.
So, and then the other one, Amy went and saw Nightcrawler. And she said that Nightcrawler was good, but it was, like, kind of gory. It's not scary. It's just more...
It's still not on audio, though, is it?
Yeah.
Who's going to want to listen to an hour of chit-chat?
Hey, we will for posterity.
Exactly.
No, we won't.
I will.
You won't. You will. You won't listen to a whole hour.
You don't know. You don't know what I'll do.
You
don't
know me.
Will
you stop swearing on audio, boo, will you?
It's Darren's audio, boo. He doesn't care.
Yeah. I don't, actually.
If it was Sultan's, he wouldn't swear on it.
Yeah, because I'm a bit of a...
Right.
I don't actually like swearing on Booster.
Me neither.
As you say, kids can listen to it.
Yeah.
With their parents.
That's right, huh, Wesley?
Because you
eat it.
English kids like it.
Good job, buddy. Now eat your other buttered stuff.
So those
Westry,
are our two
say
options.
Hi, audio,
I would personally prefer
Westry.
The first one.
That'd be all right. Yeah.
It looks really good. It looks funny. It's kind of like there's this. This is what I got from the preview. I could be wrong, but.
So what are you gonna do today? Kat?
There's a guy.
I'm gonna go to church.
Who?
Oh, what time?
11. Oh, 11.
I'm trying to think how it all went
is that
down.
The...
But anyway, he watches a little kid after school. For this lady.
Yeah. So you'll have
and
to dress
the kids,
up.
It seems
oh,
kind of like a
dress.
Nerd or kind of like just a dork.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like trying to help her.
Oh,
be...
you'll have to put it on again, right?
I don't know.
Where'd you get stay out in it?
That's about what I got out of it.
It just
what
looked
dress
good.
Are you gonna wear?
Sounds funny.
Yeah, it looked really
a
cute.
A black skirt.
Okay, so you're allowed to wear skirts.
Yeah.
And a
top
skirt.
Boy.
Shirt.
He's good.
Your mom's
he...
allowed to wear skirts.
Yep.
Just let's see, what did he do today?
Oh, sounds nice.
Where is Tubbs?
Probably up on our bed.
He is like obsessed with our bed this morning. This is the first day he's really tried to jump on our bed.
Has he been on it though?
Yes.
Oh dear.
And we keep throwing him off.
You well, don't want him
literally.
To leak all over your
exactly,
bed.
Exactly. Because he's still not.
Where is he?
Savoy, come. He's upstairs. You're not Savoy. You are trashy.
Savoy.
And he could scratch himself.
I'm a big trash.
He's got his cone on.
Oh.
Yeah, but his back legs would do it.
Well, yeah, but he'll do that.
Savoy!
I mean, he could do that anytime.
Savoy!
I
yep.
think he just on jumped the off the bed. Oh, you're in trouble.
I hope he hasn't done anything on your bed. Because that would be a bit of a horrible stain to get off.
He's not coming out as fast because he's got his coat on.
Come on. Hi.
That's
come on, where are you going?
He got up on the beanbag.
Come on.
What's he tracking?
His leash.
Hi, Savoy!
But yeah, he's fine. He's been... He ate and went
that's
out
good. Yeah.
Probably feels better now. He's had more tablet medication.
I wonder if he does. He seems...
He seems a bit more himself if he's doing that.
And if they tried
yeah.
to drain some of the stuff, that might have helped.
Yeah, I don't think they got much, but
oh.
they tried.
Is it
instead,
swollen?
They just made him bleed.
Oh, did that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, go sit down.
Yeah, but the trouble is, I couldn't exactly lance it with him being awake, could they?
No, they're supposed to... They squeeze it down.
They
there.
Had a needle. They put a needle in it.
It's like when they take a thing from the... Lumps.
Yeah, that's it. They put a needle in it.
Westry,
yeah.
go sit down.
Go sit down.
Go sit down, Westry.
Right, folks, I'm going to pause this for now. I'll come back later.
Okay, goodbye.
Your mom's going to pause it for now. Come back later.
Goodbye, audio.
Oh, yes. You're going to hear a lot more of your mum jokes now, guys.
That don't even make pause. Sense.
Your mom's a joke.
You.
I don't know, my chest feels tight this morning, I feel a bit phlegmy.
Oh dear.
Hopefully they don't detect that at the airport.
There was an error playing this trailer. Please try again later.
Okay. Well, if they do, then you're going to be tested.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What time is it? We need to keep an eye on the time because we got to be out of here.
9:23.
Okay. Not okay, Westry.
Not okay, Westry.
Not okay, Westry. Say Westry. No, okay.
Westry, is Daddy silly for doing that accent?
Pause recording.
No. He's sort of looking at me at...
Go on, say yes, Westry.
No.
Say so Daddy silly.
Daddy silly.
No, I'm pretty sure that
he
said Daddy silly.
Silly Billy.
Billy.
I'm sure he said that.
No, he doesn't know that, I don't think.
Oof, dear, dear.
Oh, good boy, Westry. And Mikhail's just sitting here quietly.
Thinking, oh my god, these guys are going insane. Thank goodness for that.
I'm on the chocolate.
You want what?
He wants a chocolate.
I'm on the chocolate.
I want chocolate too.
He didn't lose his tongue to take my
Have you been eating
did?
Your chocolate. Advent stuff?
I haven't eaten anything of it.
Eat it, Belle.
Come on, eat it. Otherwise, somebody
eat
else
it.
Might.
I remember one year, Reagan goes, Mikhail ate all of her chocolates.
Oh, and then. Well, and then she ate them all.
Oh, I ate all of them before the day.
Yeah,
like,
Mikhail ate them all, like, in
did
one
you?
Sitting. Yes.
Oh, my God.
She didn't, like,
there you go,
follow
Cal.
The Advent.
No, she did. She just followed it rather quickly.
That's the sort of thing Kevin does.
She just followed it. We haven't got an Advent calendar yet.
I know, and we're not going to get one.
Today?
Oh, what?
Today is the...
Seventh.
It's Alcatraz's birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Woof.
Are we going to give him his carrot today?
I don't have any plain numbers.
Oh. Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Out of one of those
okay.
things.
I don't think I want him to have 9 carrots, though. We'll have to kind of just give him a few
9 carrots?
Well, I give him a carrot for how many years old he is. Little baby carrots.
Well, you just cut them up and make them look like knives.
I think to answer Jared, I'm just going to get a poster and write yes. Put on his door.
You should do a candy bar poster.
What do you have to do?
Here, honey.
Be like...
Did you find these Thomas Tank last night?
Yeah, Erica has it.
Oh, that's good.
What happened, Kel?
What, so he left it there, did he?
Think Erica... Well, I thought she picked it up before
Utah,
they left. No?
They ask people to dance.
Oh, at least he's got it.
And then you have to answer
them. So he doesn't know that you said yes yet.
Yeah.
Right, folks, we're now ready to go. Oh. Will has very kindly given me a cane because my old one was dying. And I've seen the cane that Will uses.
Huh?
And.
What?
Yeah, that hurts, trust me. I think I would as well. Will has actually given me his cane. It'll be very grateful. It's a telescopic cane, but it folds. Coming. And unlike my graphite cane, it's actually very light.
Are you going to break that in 2 seconds?
You won't.
You will.
Sutton?
Yes?
Be quiet.
No!
Thank you.
But I'm telling you the truth, Lord William.
Lord Sir William.
Go on before I stick this cane up your bum.
I'll wrap around your neck.
Washy.
Yes, what?
You be nice, Jern.
Okay.
Or I'll stick this cane up your bum and twist.
That's disgusting.
Just ignore what you said.
That's not what that cane is meant for.
And you should not even be putting that on audio, but well, that's not my
food. Oh, what's this? That's a car.
That's actually the van.
We're good.
Is it? Right. Yeah. Pausing. Okay, folks. We didn't see that St. Vincent film again. We saw something called Nightcrawler. Which is basically about a guy who was a wannabe journalist sort of thing. Film news film reporter type thing. Who goes around and tries to snap news shots of things as they happen and then sell them to news companies. It's a lot more complex than that, and I really don't want to give it away. But it is a very good film. But I will say you need audio description for it, definitely. Which is what we had, luckily. It was very good. Definitely worth the $5 to see it. Well, it's $5 per person, $10 per couple. But yeah, definitely worth the money to see it. So for all you Brits out there, any one of you who... wants to see it when it comes to the cinemas, if it isn't there already, I don't know if it is or isn't, I would say go and watch it or find it by other means on audio described media. It is definitely worth the watch. Not just pocketing a packet of M&M's. Do you know what, folks? I've got on the nastiest of coughs today. It is so bad. It really is not nice. I've got a really horrible cough. I don't really know if it's going to get any worse. I really hope it doesn't. But in there, I actually coughed so hard my head started to spin. And that is not good. Especially as I'm meant to be flying later on. Yes, well. If you're wondering why I'm wearing it, because everybody else is in the rest rooms. I can't say that properly, rest rooms. I don't know why. I naturally want to say west rooms, but it's not, obviously. as in the facilities. The way to describe things are really good. They're like little devices that you can either have earphones that they provide, or you can use, in our case, me and Sultan just use our AirPods, Apple AirPods. You plug them into these wireless devices, and the audio description track is piped to the device, which is then piped to the earphones.
He's talking to himself. He's an audio
boom. I am.
Hey, Will's what?
In the bog.
Well, I've got an audio boom.
Yes.
In the bog.
Yes.
I'll go.
Plop.
It's fine.
I'm surprised you didn't go.
No, I don't need to.
We will later. We'll be like, sorry, we don't know where one is.
Nah, that's all right. I'll just say.
Stop coughing in that place. Like, oh,
do you know what? I coughed so hard in there once my head started to spin and my sight started to go. And that is not a good sign for me.
That's why I made you drink my drink.
Yeah.
I made you, but...
Karen,
mm-hmm.
You're a little dramatic.
No, I'm no, I'm serious.
I heard you cough, and I heard you go, oh, my God. And I turned to Willie and said, does Darren have a whisper mode? All right, we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that?
This is what?
Oh, somebody else left.
Okay. It's not a thing of popcorn.
Not ours.
Well, I just wanted to pick it up before.
Right, folks, we're going now. Well, I think we're doing a bit more souvenir shop shopping. Okay, folks, we are actually at the University of Utah store buying some paraphernalia. They sell things like mugs, keychains, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's. We've got a couple of things for people, which is handy. Yeah. And then we're going to be deciding for lunch, though.
No, you're fine. No, I
hold on. Okay, so I'm going to pause this for now. And come back to you when we are wherever we're going next.
Pause recording.
Okay, folks.
Huh?
We are.
Sure.
We are.
A roll? Do you want a roll?
Change of plan. We're in Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, they're in here.
Which I've never been to before, but I'm going to feel a lot about it.
Here you go, dude.
Oh, and it's really warm.
Honey?
Yeah.
Do you have a knife?
I do.
Oh, sorry, that burned my. Hey guys, how we all doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. My name is Jessica, I'll be taking care of you. Okay. Can I get you guys started off with something to drink? We got Cokes, teas, lemonades, ice cold beers.
Do you do Sprites?
I do have Sprite, yes.
Okay, yes, please, have one of those, please.
Yes, of course. So I'll do a Sprite for you and for you, ma'am.
I'll do a water.
Do you water? Yeah, for you, ma'am.
Oh, geez.
Water. A water also?
Okay. I want a water.
A water for you too, sir?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I got a Sprite and four waters. Yep. We are featuring today our hand-cut 8-ounce sirloin. Okay. Comes with our four bone pull off the bone ribs and two made from scratch sides for $16.99. So let you think about
that. Do you have lunch specials, like just regular, normal, or do you not do those during the weekend?
We don't have the early dine on lunch, but okay. Let me go grab, we actually have a lunch menu.
Okay.
So give me one second.
Awesome, thank you. You guys like the rolls?
They're not sweet rolls, aren't they?
No, I
don't, thanks.
They're nice, aren't they? They really are. No, it's like cinnamony.
That's the butter
that's
cinnamony.
Yeah, the rolls themselves are just...
Mm. They're just a raised roll.
They're lovely.
The sweetness comes from the butter.
Mm. Is that what it is?
Oh, okay.
Yep, so in here we have Marnie, Willie, Salts, Mikhail, and me. And not Jody this time.
No.
Mmm. Mmm.
Roly
poly. Yeah.
Did you take her out, Phil?
Yeah.
You did yourself? How was she? Did she give you a big hug?
Well, how are you?
Oh, okay, guys. Here's those for you right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's that?
I can.
We have Fifth Ranger meals for Mikhail.
Okay.
I got it. Never don't worry about it. So right. 99 sandwich and basket.
Okay. So they do. Let's
all
see.
All items served with steak fries.
No, I can't read it. Sorry.
The bacon cheeseburger.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it. Isn't it?
The smokehouse burger.
Your mom burger.
Your mom baskets have chicken critters. Boneless.
Those are like chicken strips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken critters.
More chicken.
All baskets and sandwiches come with steak fries.
Steak fries.
Mosh steak fries. They're like big.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
They're yummy. They
sandwiches
have good fries
are
here.
Cold pork, barbecue, your mom's chicken, mushroom jack, your mom's chicken, and prime rib.
Or jack your mom.
Seven. Only her chicken.
Right, so.
Chicken.
Now, for the benefit of all of you, we're going to have to explain what the mum jokes are.
I'm sure they know. Don't they?
Your mom knows.
They're just dumb. You just say your mom. They're supposed to be insulting.
But Cal turned it around.
But Cal just made it.
Why are they insulting?
Insulting?
Because they're meant to be.
Your mom's not. Yeah.
Okay, let's stop.
Your mom's. You were going to say it.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Don't lie, posh bird.
Cal, Bell, will you read the $8.99 ones? They're too small.
Yes.
Please.
So these are entrees and salads, and you can get two sides with them, okay? There's a 6-cup sirloin. There's roadkill, actually.
Yeah.
Ground chuck.
Okay.
That is. Country fried steak.
Chuck was my dog.
Country fried chicken. Road pork.
It's your mom's dog.
Cold pork and road pork salad rice. And the sides I can choose from. The shoe. The sides you can choose from is buttered corn.
Water right here for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Water right over there. Thank you so much. Water for you, sir. Here's one more water. And then I got the Sprite right here for
you. Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Do we still need a couple minutes? Are we ready to order?
Need a couple minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I will be back.
All right, let's take these tablets.
You
they're hard to swallow, are you?
Eh?
Good at swallowing tablets?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, they're kind of hard to swallow.
Quite they're hard to get out as well, actually.
Willie can help you.
The blister packs aren't usually have a problem, so I use these every day, but...
Well, these ones aren't like your normal, like, just punch them out the back.
No, they're tough.
Yeah. You gotta peel. So there's actually a place to peel. Like, peel it from the middle. I don't know how to describe it, but...
Mm. So I just try and punch it out, literally.
Yeah, no,
oh,
you
yeah,
can't.
No, you peel the pack in half.
Right, okay.
Yeah, the pack peels right in
half. Peel the empty pack, but be careful, it's sharp.
Oh, I see.
You missed. Here you go, Darren. You can throw that in this bucket right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here is
have
your
you get it with steak fries.
Thank you.
They're like chicken wings, basically. Boneless chicken wings.
You're not allergic to peanuts, are you?
Is it buffalo?
Me?
Yeah, are you?
No, I just don't like them.
Okay, what?
Because I was handling peanuts.
I don't know, okay.
And then I thought...
Is it real buffalo?
I better ask.
Or is it chicken?
I think buffalo wings are chicken wings.
They're just chicken wings.
They're just chicken.
Buffalo, New York is where they came up with the sauce.
Yeah. What's the
about this? Michelle's buffalo sandwich.
Okay. The sandwich. Oh, was it a sandwich? Oh, they have grilled barbecue chicken. Yeah. I don't know what
they have a pulled pork sandwich, and that's really it's pretty good, but it's like so much pork you almost have to eat it with a fork. You can ask for like less pork. It's good though.
Too.
And the barbecue chicken sandwich, I think, is pretty good. I'm going to get the 6-ounce steak.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
6 ounces is only tiny.
No, no.
What?
I didn't think you'd eat that much.
They don't have a bigger one. I mean, a smaller one.
All right, okay.
And it's not... 6 ounces isn't that much.
Six ounces isn't that much.
I could easily eat, like, 11.
Your mom.
But I'm a pig.
No, I can eat that.
It's 3/4 of a pound.
Yeah.
So I think 8 is perfect.
Yeah,
I'd eat a 12. I'd eat like a 14 or a 16.
Okay, I mean, they definitely... Do you, what are you in the mood for, Darren? Because they do...
I was just thinking.
Do you want steak or...
I was thinking about those chicken strips, actually.
Okay.
Are they any good? Have you had those before?
I have had them. I don't think I loved them, but I don't think I thought they were horrible either.
Mm.
If you need any help with, like, cutting your steak or anything, we can hook you up. So don't let that deter you if that's what you
want. Yeah, it's just getting off the bone unless it's all
it's not on a bone.
Oh, okay. But
steak can be quite tough to cut.
Yeah, but if you need some help.
Yeah, it can be.
I just want you to have what you want. And
actually,
really
no, yeah. Steak could be good. Steak could be good.
Yeah, it's just grilled.
Yeah, we're not in an NFT function today.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
We'd still help you even if we were in an NFT
function. Oh, I know that.
So that, is that true with my... Yeah, that's true with my steak.
Mm-hmm.
You get fries and something.
Probably
onion
rings.
And you can get steak.
And you can get, like, a bigger... I mean, you can get, like... I don't know.
16-ounce steak. Oh, no, that's too big.
But you don't want to... If you're not feeling well, just kind of keep that. I don't want you to feel like green.
Yeah. I might have an 8.
Yeah, I might go for an 8-ounce.
How much is the steak?
Just... Look, let's put it like this. I'm still hungry afterwards. I can always have a dessert.
Yeah, they have dessert.
Well, then, there you go.
How much is the 11?
11.
Honey, on Wednesdays,
yeah.
The 11 ounce is $10.99.
Nice.
That's not bad. That 80 is not bad.
And then how do you like your steak cooked?
Medium for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, consultant? The 8 ounce?
Yeah. How do you like
yours cooked?
Medium.
So
what does that come with two sides, did you say?
Yeah. Oh my God. Left and the right. Fries, buttercorn, fresh
vegetables, applesauce. So I thought it came with fries, wasn't it?
No, that's one of the sides.
Oh.
Oh, that was the other one I read to you.
Yeah, the other one, the baskets, they came with fries.
What are the baskets again?
All American burger, bacon cheeseburger, smokehouse burger. Chicken fritters, boneless buffalo wings from the buffalo out on Antelope Island.
In breadcrumbs, basically.
Yes.
Barbecue chicken, mushroom jack chicken, and prime rib.
No, I will go for steak. I haven't had a steak yet.
Mm.
What do I want for sides? I'll have fries and
baked potatoes, baked potatoes, applesauce, fresh
vegetables,
cup
of
chili, house salad, green salad,
buttercorn, chicken, rice, and green
tomatoes. Well, yeah,
alright,
sounds good.
Alright, guys, are we ready? Still need a couple more minutes. I think
we're close to ready. Okay,
are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, sounds good. I will start right here with you, ma'am.
Okay, I would like the 6-ounce.
The 6 sirloin?
Yes.
And what two made from scratch sides to go with that?
I will have the steak fries. And
do like a house salad, Caesar salad. We have green beans, fresh vegetables, chili, applesauce, macaroni and cheese.
I'm trying to think. I had one in my head, but I forgot what I wanted. So the steak fries and is your buttered corn? That's not corn on the cob.
It's not corn on the cob.
That's what I'll
yeah.
do. I'll do okay. with the buttered corn.
And how did you like your steak cooked?
Medium, please.
Medium.
It's just corn.
Okay, and then for you, hun?
I'll have the 8 sirloin, please.
8 sirloin? How would you like that cooked?
Medium, please.
Medium, and what two sides?
Steak fries and the salad, please.
And the salad, what dressing?
Ranch, please.
Ranch, absolutely. And for you, hun?
I'll have the boneless buffalo wings.
Do the wings hot or mild?
Mild.
Do you want ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch, please.
Okay. For you, sir?
I'm going to go with the 8 ounce.
The 8 sirloin. How would you like yours cooked?
Medium rare.
Medium rare? And what do you make from scratch sides?
Do you have the broccoli, the steamed broccoli?
Yes, I do.
I'll do that in a house salad.
broccoli in a house salad. What dressing on your salad?
Ranch on the sides.
What comes on the salad?
Tomatoes, croutons, cheese, and eggs.
Are you okay with all that?
Yeah.
Do you want to leave the eggs?
Yeah.
I know Darren's
not
somebody.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
And what can I get for you?
Can I have the 8 ounce sirloin, please?
8 sirloin, how would you like it cooked?
Medium, please.
Medium, and what do you make from scratch sides?
Let's see. Could I just have fries, if that's okay?
We'll just do double fries.
Yeah, I'll do me. Yeah, that's fine by me.
Okay, sounds good. I will get that working right away for you guys. Did you want some more of the fresh baked bread, too?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yes, okay. Please, that's lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, there we go, folks. I'm going to pause this for now. Okay, folks. I had my nice sirloin steak, 8 ounce, with chips or fries. They had like a seasoned salt on them. Oh, yeah, I'll change it to fries. Yeah. What was the salt season, do you think? Because it was a very nice seasoning. It was very nice. Because at first I was actually going to say, I had some salt on my chips, but then I realised, so that I had one, you didn't actually need it, and it really didn't. And, the steak was really juicy. It really was very juicy. Yeah, it was lovely. Oh, so you had TGI Fridays over here?
We do. We don't have Nando's.
Oh.
Saying restaurants you guys have that we have.
Ah.
And Sultan said Nando's.
And there's a Frankie and Benny's coming to Yarmouth as well.
For what?
Frankie and Benny's.
What's that? I don't know
that one.
What else? I know you guys have. Oh, Pizza Hut.
Yeah. We seriously.
Yeah. Do you guys have Papa John's?
Yes, we do. Because when we came back, when we went back to Kaz's that night.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Didn't
yeah,
you?
And it was really nice.
Papa John's is pretty good.
Yeah. And it wasn't too bad value for money either.
We've got KFC sandwiches you have.
You have a whole basket of fries here.
So. Oh, do I? Okay.
You better eat them.
Chips, as you
call them. Yeah. Anybody want to share?
I'm good, thank you.
No, thanks.
Right, girls, I'm going to pull... Guys and girls, I'm going to pause this for now.
One, two, three!
Yeah, that was someone's birthday, folks. I just got it. I got the tail end of it.
It's a child's booster seat that they put a saddle on. I was like, let's sit back in the corner. Like, I knew that it'd be coming. Yeah. I was really glad.
Like, oh, I can't get out.
All right, I'm now going to pause this, folks.
Bob, it's a river. You're going to have to get 6, 7, and 5.
Kale, you just have to stop peeing.
Gosh, Kale.
That's what it's going to
be like when I go.
Oh, now it's migrated to 8, Bob.
Yep, Yellow Brick Road Honey? And Walmart.
I like that she's got to pee, but she parks in the other parking lot.
Right, why do you do that? Why do you question my motives?
I love you.
Are we all getting out to some of us?
No, how about Darren and I stay here?
That's fine by me.
I go to the bathroom.
And I'll go with Will.
Now.
Right
then. But then do I dare? Will could take me anywhere.